Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 363 on Saturday, July 6, 2024, or if you're here in Aussie land or in those parts of the world where it's actually Sunday, it's Sunday the 7th. Welcome, chat room. First off, Chris, you beautiful woman, you have subscribed for 70 months, which, hang on, where's my little hearty heart? Thank you very much, that is wonderful. And Zep has subscribed again, and 16 months in total, wonderful. So thank you very, very much, appreciate that. All money goes towards keeping the website afloat. So thank you, and good morning, Mrs. Ranguru. Good morning. Welcome. So we've just started, and so thank you for joining me today. Appreciate it. It's just me today. We're just having a little solo show. As I said, it's probably not going to be very long. I have done the nerve septus. Anyway, I've done the nerve and in my right hand side, and so I've not been fantastic. But I didn't want to cancel the show because I only really cancel if I'm really not well, and I thought we can sit for a bit, talk about some stuff, and yeah, there's the show. that's my thought process, was cover a couple things, and as I said, if I've missed anything in the news, let me know. But let's start off with some of the stuff. So we've got a congratulations to Working Dead on becoming our ninth Dragonflight Working Man Challenge Champion. This is another of Crimson's tunes. So this is Crimson's sixth max level tune. The write-up for Working Dead is up on the website. I managed to get that done yesterday, so if you want to go and check that out. Crimson has certainly been a force to be reckoned with. He has, as I said, six max levels for Dragonflight so far, which is fantastic. Congratulations to them. That is wonderful. And Working Dead is a working man, undead. And just from memory, from the post, this was the first Horde tune that they said that they had done, and they're interested in trying some more Horde side, because all the other ones have been Alliance. So yeah, so that's fantastic. So congratulations to Crimson on Working Dead, getting max level, which is wonderful. All right, fun times. It's the beginning of the month. So the beginning of the month, we've always got some good stuff. Well, one good thing for challenge tunes, Dark Moon Fair. It would have to be my favorite world event because it happens every month. It is, we talked about it a couple of episodes ago where I did the live showing of what you do to take a challenge tune down there. So if you want to check that out, go back maybe two episodes. Was it 361 or 360? But Dark Moon Fair will start this afternoon for me, but the Wowhead says it starts on the 7th at 2:01 a.m., which is weird time frame. Is that Pacific? It didn't say. Anyway, it does start and it'll go until next week, until the 14th. So again, if you've got a new challenge turn, if you're just getting ready, some people like to start a challenge turn and kind of pop them to the side, that if something happens with a challenge turn that they've currently got, then they know, you know, they can jump over and take on this challenge turn that they've already kind of started off. So it depends how you play. I tried that. It's not my favorite. I kind of just try and stick with one. I've got too many alts as it is, including challenge turns. And I've had to cull some in the last couple of months because I just becomes an addiction having alts. And yeah, and trying to focus on one or two things can be a little, gets a little bit crazy. So, yeah, so anyway, we'll up to you what you do. But if you've started a new turn, or it's a turn that you haven't taken to Dark Moon Fair, certainly pop down. You can get yourself a 16 slot bag, the Dark Moon storage box. It's unique, you can only have one. Obviously, if you're a blood, don't do it, because it will flag you. Bloods are no questing. It's all about just killing. So, if you're bloodthirsty, absolutely don't take any of the quests, but your other toons should be okay. Be very careful if you're on a pacifist, because, again, proximity kills, aggroing, you've got the death metal knight, so you don't want to be around that while people are aggroing him. You've got the wolf, which I'm Moonfang, so again, if you're on a passy, try and go at a off peak, might be safer. Alright, so Chris, I do have a request from someone who wasn't able to be here. If you'd be so kind, they'd like you to open the full blood list and check out the toon in spot 47. Okay, let me go to the website. Blood 47. Okay, this is intriguing. You have me intrigued. Let me have a look. Who's at 47? Number 47. Alright, let me go to... We need to... Let me find Bloods. Bloodthirsty. I wonder. Bit disconcerting when you see yourself on the front page of the website. Quite often, obviously, when I go to the website, it's like, you know, WoW Challenges is offline, but it's like, whoa, good morning. Okay, so number 47. Now, honestly, I had a feeling this was going to be the case, only because when I looked at the state of the challenges, and I was putting all the state of the challenges into the show notes, I kind of went, well, that's intriguing. Is he back? And I've not heard, honestly, haven't been paying attention to who's streaming. I've just been trying to, between work and home, and my dad had surgery on Monday. It's just been crazy. My dad had surgery, on his right hand arm, and a skin graft, and so he's been incapacitated. Mum's not well. I've kind of had this sciatic nerve flare up, and yeah, it's kind of been a bit crazy, and I've not paid attention to who's been streaming. Normally I do, but I've just not this week. So when I saw this name, I really hope he's back and no one's like decided to just have a bit of a joke. Chris says, lol, he is at work and let me know yesterday. It's him. Excellent. And for those of you that don't know, I'm talking about Zords, and I have missed him so much. I know I caught up with him a while ago, and had a bit of a chat to him. And you know, life gets like, how are we in July, guys? Life is just going far too fast. So, I'm thrilled. I am absolutely thrilled that he's back playing WoW. I always thought it would happen. I just didn't know when. So I'm really thrilled that he's back playing WoW, and I'm even more thrilled that if he's back playing Challenge Toons. Yay. So he's on a Pally, which makes me, which makes me thoroughly excited, because I think Pally kind of was one of his kind of like go-to classes when he was playing a Challenge Toon. So I am really, really thrilled to hear that. So hang on, where's my little, let's do a little. Why won't that go to the next page? Okay, hang on. My stream deck is being a shit. All right. That's not what. That's the one. Yay, leader. That's fantastic. Anyway, Zords is back. That is, I am so thrilled. I am absolutely thrilled. That is such great news. I'm really glad. So thank you, Chris. I definitely would have been asking those questions when we went through the state of the challenges. 'Cause again, I know that some people do take others' names. Sometimes it's a bit of a joke, sometimes it's in kind of like a tribute. So sometimes it's hard to know if that, if it is that person or not. So if he's back playing WoW and also back in the challenges, fantastic. I love it. I love it. Zorts, if you're listening, welcome back. that we'll have to we will have to do a catch up sorts. Let me know. I'll reach out to him. For sure. Try and get him on. I've been meaning to do that for a while, so what? Yeah, definitely. We definitely have to have a chat and a catch up with him. It's been far too. Mind you, the way this year is going, maybe, we just get him straight back for, end of year, like we normally have done. Death list. I'm sure he'll have some stories to tell. Anyway, that is wonderful news. So, really thrilled about that. But again, getting back to Darkmoon Fair starts. So look at if that's something that you haven't done on your challenge tune, that will give you some gold, give you your Darkmoon storage box, which is a 16 slot bag, which is really handy starting off for challenge tune. The 10 gold also happens to be really fantastic. And also to remind yourself that if you're doing any of the games or getting other tickets, go turn it back in to get, like, do the buy box, sell to get yourself your gold. And strip yourself out of the tickets, because on a challenge tune you don't need them. If that makes sense. That was one of the things that I was talking to you about when we did the live of Darkmoon Fair. On a challenge tune, I don't care. I don't like leaving anything on a challenge tune. So if I've got tickets or whatever, I want to get rid of them, because if I lose that tune and I've got stuff sitting on them, it kind of feels like a waste. So at least if I'm turning it in for gold, the gold gets sent to my bank too. Because I'm a bit of a hoarder. which is not a bad thing. And I'm hoping with the War Within that some of that is going to pay off. Because I'm sure I've got stuff that's been sitting in my bank for probably near on 20 years on some tunes. That I'm just going to be like, sweet. I can learn that now. I know, I just, you know, yes, and my husband would probably tell you I am a bit of a hoarder. I do have a lot of stuff. I'm just looking around my room and I've got, you know, I've got so many things. I collect a lot of different things, guys. Books, WoW stuff, like anything that's kind of like gothic, you know, alternate. I mean, look at my backdrop. I have lots of different things. And then I have the absolute opposite, like my Star Wars and my Betty Boop and things like that. So I have lots. I am a mixture of many things. And coffee. I have many different coffee things that I collect. Machines, coffee apparatus, coffee, definitely coffee. And coffee, absolutely. And I did call my coffee mugs a little while ago. Coffee is my blood. Absolutely. Where is it?
Coffee is my blood.
I even have a cup that I don't want to, like, pour coffee all over my keyboard. My blood type is coffee. Like, what can you do? When you see that on a website, you have to just go buy. It's mine. I need it. My husband will probably say, yeah, you do that with far too many things. Like nail polish, like coffee. Makeup. Well, stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So, the other thing is a reminder. The War Within goes live August 26th. We did talk about this last show. We have a date. Which, again, I still can't believe it's gonna be all. It's next month. I can't even. It's the anxiety of I'm not gonna get everything I want done for this expansion in time before the next expansion hits. It happens every expansion. And I'm not just talking about my main, I'm also talking about my challenge soon. I'm also talking about my Remax Panda. I just, like, overwhelmed anxiety is just like, seriously, you're coming out in August. Like, God damn it. So, we're with you. Thank you, Chris. Yes, I think we're all a bit like that. Honestly, I thought it was going to be November again. Like, when they initially said it was going to be in kind of like the second half of the year, I wasn't even thinking August. I for sure thought, well, it's probably going to be somewhere around about late October, November. So I wasn't worried until they released it. And then I went, damn it. So anyway, so there is testing. Beta is going on again. If anyone is doing any testing, please let me know. I've got a like a Google Doc that has, you know, all the places that if you want to put thoughts down about things that you're finding with testing, let me know. I can give you access to those. I think Zaya said he was testing. I'm not sure. I know I've not had a chance to even look at getting beta at the moment. I think I can dive into it, but I haven't downloaded it yet. So it's like it's on my cards, but it's just hasn't been a priority. I'm trying to get my panda in Remix because that's just fun. I think she hit 54 very slowly. It's all happening, and I just like I just can't stretch myself to doing it all. If I could multitask, like, across doing a challenge tune, Remix, and beta all at the same time, it would never happen. But if I could, that would be fantastic. But you know what would happen? I'd lose the challenge tune, and then I'd die. I'd die on every single one. So it's like, it's not such a good idea. Being that it is also the start of the month, we have got the, where is it? Hang on, let me go back. I did put a, trading post for July 2024 for those that are intrigued. I know, obviously, a lot of the stuff is not really challenge related. However, you can do things on a challenge tune that will contribute to, like, the account, because it's account-wide. So, you know, like, if there's questing, it says go and do 5 dailies or 10 quests or, you know, things like that. So that might be stuff that you're doing actively anyway on your challenge turn, and that can certainly contribute to the points that you're getting with for the trading post. I've completely gone blank. What do we call it? I've gone blank to the thing that we do. No, it's completely lost me. Anyway, to that, which is account-wide. So, wait, what do we call it? We blipped. Yeah, what do we call it? It's the slot. It's not the... Like, I've... Morband, no. What we click on to open it up. The trading post. Quest. Points. Just... I cannot think of what it is. I can see it. Adventure Guide, thank you. I just had a complete mental blank. I'm like, what is it? It's right there. Oh, my Lord. Yes. Oh, honestly, sometimes. But anyway, if you want to have a look at what's there, and again, anything, you know, a lot of things a challenge toon might be able to do can contribute to that to get your points up for the month. And I know for me, I get a little bit antsy when I get to about the 20th, 21st, 22nd, and I haven't completed it. And that happened to me last month. That I was like, I need to get this done. And because I don't... It's a bit like Long Strange Trip. I don't know if anyone else feels that. But that's how it feels to me. It's like doing Long Strange Trip. And I did Long Strange Trip. Originally, I did it on Later. And the following year, I did it on Atil and Keela. So this was before it was account-wide. And I just about finished it on Keela. Because I finished it completely on Atil the second time. As well as nearly getting through Keela. And then they changed everything to go account-wide. And it kind of feels like that, so I don't want to miss a month. Dee and I missed one thing on that and had to wait a whole year to do it again. Yeah. And, you know, when you're a bit like a completionist, which I am in a lot of things, it's kind of like when I start on that trajectory of I want to get those, you know, that achievement or that goal, that when you can't get something done, oh, it burns. It hurts. So I didn't want to forgo the month with the, with doing the adventure guide, because I was like, it will burn me for another 11 months. So it was turkey lurkey. That used to be really tricky back in the day. I don't think it's as tricky now. And plus, I think they've added more turkeys, but they used to be quite scarce. I remember running around Tirisfal. And just, you know, they were very sporadic. Whereas if I've done it more recently, it's not been as bad. So I'm pretty sure they did add more turkeys in for that. So that's just my observation. I could be wrong, but that's how it felt. It felt like me originally back in the day, they were very sporadic in Tirisfal, running around on Leader trying to get that bloody achievement. Whereas nowadays, it just does not seem... Yeah, okay, I'm not completely making it up. Thank you. Anyway, that's... Trading post, again, I'll have the link. So for those that are interested in, you know, looking at the rewards, etc. I really wish that they would give me more coins. There's too many things to buy. And last month, I know I bought a lot. And so this month when stuff came out, I went, God damn it. I was like, I need the mount. Like, I need the mount. And I need the pet that you get for completing it. Because my God, what's it called? It's so... Where is it? Trishy the baby naga pet. Like, I'm sorry, I need that. Doesn't matter what tune I'm on, I need that. It's freaking adorable. The mount I need, because it is just, one, the colors are adorable, two, Z number one. But there is, yeah, there's a whole, I think it was the backpack, the treasure pack, deep sea treasure pack. I was like, oh, that's adorable. I don't think I'm gonna have enough to get that and other stuff, but you know, it's just like, damn you, Blizzard. Can you please just give us some double points, you know? Anyway, we'll see. So that's the July trading post. Have fun with it. It's only 6/7 today, so we've still got, you know, the rest of the month, but don't leave it till the last thing and stress over, like, sometimes what happens to me, and it's no fun trying to do that. Alright, let's do State of the Challenges. So, it's been an interesting week. Zion must be busy or away. So, I'm not sure of one tune that came through on the State of the Challenges. So I'm kind of just going to go, it's level 8, number 8, so I'll tell you in a minute. So let's start with irons. So at number 10, Fangren at level 31. Number 9 is Iron Man at level 34. Number 8, now it's EU, I think it must have a, like, a Cyrillic name or something, but it came up as, like, ?. Like, it's weird, so I don't know if it's our, I'm going to assume it's something in our coding from the State of the Challenges. It said it was level 36, it was supposed to be a human warrior, but I couldn't find a human warrior. I think it was a human warrior on the server, Gordini, that matched that in the irons. So if that's your tune, let me know. But I couldn't find a name for it. It just was very weird. But it says they're still alive. So yay, they haven't died, which is like yay, but I couldn't find anything to match it on the website. We like alive, we do. Unless you're undead. And I don't mind undead. Alright, number 7 is Vivacious, level 39. Number 6 is Iron Roy at level 43. 5 is Pod Therapy. Level 48, RIP. Oh, damn. Pod Therapy was doing really well. RIP for that. Number 4, Pringle Pants hit level 57. Number three, Mr. Hunter, level 57, but RIP. Oh, no. Oh, wonder what happened. Number two, Nephion at level 65, red flag, though, one uncommon slot. So, I'm wondering if that was like what happened. Was it Azzy the other week? I know it's probably happened to a lot of us where you've equipped something and it's kind of turned before you've put it on and you didn't realize. I wonder if that's what happened. Because it only said one thing was equipped. Whereas a lot of times when it shows everything's been equipped, like there's 16 things, you can tell someone's probably just gone, I'm not doing the challenge tune. I'm just going to run it like a normal tune. So hence red flag. So, yeah. Number one, though, is Azzy Iron at level 66. Go Azzy. All right. Bloods. So we've got seven bloods this week. Seven is Blood Boy at level 11. Six was Ebon Thirsty at level 14. Yellow flag because too many quests completed. Number five, Bloody Thundy. Level 19. Number four, Zorts again, level 20. Go Zorts, yay! He's back. At number three is Jerakeen at level 33. Number two is Azzy BT at level 63. And number one is Lyari at level 65. Pacifists, we got 10 pacifists. We've got 10 is Katharina at level 12. 9 is Zyklon at level 14. Apologies if I'm butchering the names. Number 8 is Seraphine at level 15. 7 is Crimson Passy. Wonder if that's another Crimson Tune. Level 24. 6 is Shonaf at level 34. Number 5 is Passy Haffa at level 44 RIP. Number 4, Azzy Passy at level 44. 3 is Kilrend at level 53. Number 2 is Linisht at level 57. And number 1 was Harmless at level 60. All right, Working Man, there was only one, which was Working Dead, hitting level 70, becoming our ninth Dragonflight Challenge Champion for Working Man. Greens, we had 4 greens. Number 4 is Drenia at level 10. 3 is Missikem at level 20. 2 is Eevee Snuggle at level 24. I'd say that must be Eevee. Eevee's back playing challenge tunes. Well done. And number 2 is Tessade. At level 30 RIP. Tins, we had 2 tins. Sunny Buck at level 22 and Anx at level 47. And we had 1 iron team. Team Brubris, level 10, but they were red flagged. So again, whether they just had started a team, decided no, they weren't going to continue on because there was a whole heap of slots of gear equipped. So Sorry, excuse me, everyone. No bloods, no green teams. But again, a little bit of a rough week. We've got a couple of flags, a few deaths. But again, well done to Working Dead. That's Crimson's turn. And to everyone that's been leveling, well done. That's fantastic. And again, it's the end of an expansion. A lot of times people are, you know, off doing other things. So it's nice to see that people are busy. Some are still leveling, which is fantastic. And I know Azzy's got an iron, a blood, a passy. I'm pretty sure he's got a green. He mustn't have played his green this week. I'm pretty sure he's got iron, blood, passy, and a green. I'm almost positive that he's running four tunes. Which, again, fantastic. Alright, let's go. Chit chat. So I've got one little joke. I was trying to find some jokes are just this, jokes are so subjective, but this one was cute. This one is cute. So what do sea monsters eat? Fish and chips. I'm sure I heard that one from my grandfather when I was like probably 9. It's probably been around for 50 million years. But it's just, it was very, very cute. So I was like, yeah, that's very cute. Okay, Dave. If a people from Portugal are Portuguese, is a person from... Portuguese. What? I don't. If people from Portugal. I don't. Dave, I don't get it. I must be missing something. Sorry. If someone could explain it, my brain is just not computing. I would like to say it possibly could be the medication, but it's probably just my brain. So, yeah. So, if anyone needs to... Geese Goose. If people from Portugal are Portuguese. Some Portuguese are Portuguese. Oh, Geese Goose. Okay. Gotcha. I completely didn't get that at all. My apologies. Yes. Singular, plural, singular. My brain was not even thinking that way. I was just like, okay. Gotcha. Thank you. It took me a minute. It took me 3 minutes. Alright. Is there anything else that I've missed news-wise? Please let me know now. Again, a big thank you to both Chris and Zep for subs. Appreciate that very much. Thank you. 70 months for Chris. And what was it for Zep? 16 months. Crazy. So thank you. That is, it's very, very helpful for the website. All right. Just trying to think if there was anything else I had to cover. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. As I'm wrapping up, if there is anything, please you my hero. Chris is always our hero, Dave. We are very, very blessed to have Chris, not only as, like, in this community, but a friend to many. She is wonderful, so thank you. Cheers, my dear. She's my spam as well, which is, you know, she's kind of a big deal to me. Yeah. So yeah, if there's anything else, just pop it in the chat now, and I'll just start to wrap up, because like I said, this is supposed to be a short show, even though I could probably just sit here and keep talking to you like forever, until my throat gives out, but we don't want to do that, so, plus I still gotta edit. Anyone else want to edit? My least favorite part. Editing is never fun. Sorry, excuse me. It's terrible, I didn't mute myself. Anyway, alright. Let's do a big thank you to all our wonderful Iron Elite. Let me put my little cute little heart on the screen. So, to all of our Iron Elite, thank you very much for your contribution, whether that's through Twitch, whether that's through Patreon, whether that's through just helping by the things that you do with Whale Challenges. So thank you very much to these wonderful people. Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris, Kitten Pop, Leader, Mark, Mr. Nisi, Mrs. Rock Guru, Rod, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winema, Zaya, Zep, thank you very, very much. It's greatly appreciated. It does really help keep the website going. That's where the money goes to every month. So thank you. To the bunch of amazing... to the Whale Challenges team. Seriously, I can't do it without you guys. So thank you very much for organizing this, you know, for the stuff in the background, for helping out. In Discord, on the website, the forums, and Twitch, all of that. Thank you so much. Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris, Stir, and Zaya. Also to our Code Wardens, all that they do behind the scenes of looking at code, of playing, of fixing the little intricate parts of updating the website and that. Thank you very much. Which is Zaya and Rudd, basically. So thank you, guys. And again, to you wonderful people for hanging out with me. I do appreciate you giving your time to spend it with me. I know everyone's time is very important. So thank you, Chris. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Zep. Mrs. Rock Guru, thank you very much for being here. Anyone else in the chat that I don't see, thank you for hanging out. Appreciate that. I will be back in 2 weeks, which will be the 20th. You are pretty wonderful, Dave. We love you. Thank you. So 20th at 7 p.m. Eastern. So at this stage, if there's, I'm not foreseeing anything hugely, it's probably just going to be another, just like a basic, show at this stage. If there's anything, that we want to talk about, I'll probably try and talk about some beta in early August. I don't think I'm going to have much time in the next couple weeks to look at beta, so I might have to wait till I'm on holidays and look at it then, but if anyone's got any beta thoughts that you want to share, let me know. Because again, it's just, I just have not had a chance to delve into beta, and I'm not sure how things are looking challenge wise yet, but I'm hoping to sit down and do that soon. It's just finding time to do that. Time it's just time is going far too fast, which is the case. I think we can all imagine on that. All right, so where you can find us, don't forget, wowchallenges.com, all the information, the socials, all of that's over there. Also, don't forget, we do have forums, so if you're looking for information, there's always a heap of information on our forums, how people, you know, safe quests, etc. So please go and have a look at that. Sorry, my nose is being itchy. So go and check that out for sure. Where you can, like, contact me if you want to, please send it podcast@wowchallenges.com. That normally comes through to my personal email. So if you ever get an email from me, it's normally from leaderwow@gmail.com. You can send it there. Not worried. You can contact us via Twitter, Discord, any of those. If you've got questions, if you've got some thoughts on beta, etc., please let us know. Where you can find me, easiest probably Linktree at LeaderWow. All my info for Twitter, Instagram, all of that stuff, all the socials. Is over there, so definitely, if you need to find me, otherwise poke me through Discord. Just remember, I'm on Aussie time, which is different to probably most of you. So if I'm slow in replying, I could be at work, I could be asleep, I will reply when I can. So, yeah. Last thank yous to Mr. Nisi and to Execute for the intros and outro. We appreciate that very much. We love our intro and outro, and we appreciate them both for doing that for us. And I think we have covered everything. Pretty sure. All right. I think we'll wrap it up. So, on that note, please, everyone, have a wonderful couple of weeks. Stay safe, both in and out of game, and I will catch you back here on the 20th. All right. Bye, guys.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2024. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod and Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.